om agyana timurandasya janandana salakaya chakshus unmilitan jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna. I'm speaking this morning and apologizing that there are so many devotees senior to me here, but I'm speaking this morning to glorify Sriman Jayananda Prabhu. So for that, I will go in front of the senior devotees to glorify Jayananda. Otherwise, please forgive me. And also to tell the story of the first Los Angeles Rath Yatra. And just before I begin, I wanted to speak about something that was said yesterday in the class. We heard that the devotees have been invited to go to a booth in front of the houses to help package some literatures that are going to be tossed to the crowd during the Rath Yatra festival, handed. He said tossed, but I think handed is better. Somehow distributed to the crowds. And one of the literatures is Sri Isopanishad. And it reminded me of something that I wrote down in my diary when I was traveling with Srila Prabhupada. On January the 18th, 1977, Srila Prabhupada said, I quote, "Sri Isopanishad is the most important, best book for God consciousness." I'll read it one more time. "Sri Isopanishad is the most important, best book for God consciousness." So we will greatly enjoy distributing this during the Rath Yatra. So I beg your indulgence. I'm reading from a manuscript that's not 100% finished, but it's being submitted for a publication. It's expected that it will be published next year for the Rath Yatra Festival commemorative booklet that's produced. And it will also have photographs. When it's published, we're going to read it again next year, and we'll have a slideshow with about a selection of maybe 200 of the best photographs of Jayananda and the L.A. Rath Yatra from 1977. Mother Nitya Tripti Devi took almost 1,500 photographs. So we're narrowing it down. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to read this unpublished draft and beg your indulgence. It was February 1977. Our saintly godbrother, Jayananda Prabhu, our saintly godbrother, Jayananda Prabhu, was dying. And he was passing through Los Angeles on his way to Mexico. Doctors had told him that he had incurable cancer and leukemia, one of the most painful diseases known. He had heard that there were trial testing experimental treatments in Mexico. Jayananda was continuously praying to remain engaged in Srila Prabhupada's service as a preacher, so he was willing to try almost anything. 10 years earlier, Jayananda had constructed the giant chariots and organized the San Francisco Rath Yatra Festival, the first such festival in the Western world. In addition to the San Francisco festivals that he organized each subsequent year, he wanted to see this festival reenacted in major cities throughout the United States. And of course, later throughout the world. In the summer of 1976, Jayananda had helped organize the first Rath Yatra Festival in New York City. The three chariots that he designed and built paraded down Fifth Avenue, led by hundreds of chanting devotees and witnessed by tens of thousands of onlookers. Soon afterwards, however, his condition worsened. The cancer began ravaging his body, which is how he appeared to us on his way to Mexico in February of 77. In early March, he discontinued the alternative medical treatments and returned to Los Angeles. Despite his deteriorating condition, Jayananda arrived at the new Dwarka temple with a blazing intensity and a spiritual vision. He sought me out and told me that in a dream, this is an absolute true story, in a dream, he had received a transcendental message from Lord Jagannath, asking him to arrange a Rath Yatra festival in Los Angeles. Hare bol. Hare bol. At that time, the Los Angeles temple and community was the largest in the United States, with hundreds of devotee families and more than 100 brahmachari and brahmacharini devotees residing in New Dwarka's ashrams. Jayananda's realization was that the divine instruction he had received was Srila Prabhupada answering his ardent prayers to allow him to perform one last great service. Jayananda began sharing his vision with devotees throughout the New Dwarka community. All the assembled devotees could directly sense that this message was a direct order from the Supreme Lord, delivered through his dear and confidential devotee. By hearing the message, all the devotees became enthused and empowered by the Lord's spiritual potency. The entire community was talking about Jayananda receiving a divine instruction. You can imagine. Everyone was talking about it. On March 16th of 1977, I wrote to Srila Prabhupada. I've saved these letters, so these are quotes. Jayananda Prabhu has given us the idea to hold a Rath Yatra festival in Los Angeles. We have excellent carpenters here, and under his direction, we could quickly construct 3 first-class carts. The parade would culminate in the park right in Venice Beach, near the place where you so often walk. In the summer, Venice Beach is usually crowded with at least 10,000 persons, and with the added publicity of our festival, plus the addition of certain celebrities chanting and performing there, we would have crowds of at least 25,000 persons to feed. I am working now on getting the city to give us permission to use Venice Beach. They are reluctant. But with your blessings, anything is possible, and as soon as we get permits, we will immediately inform your divine grace. The festival will be scheduled in August so as not to conflict with the San Francisco festival. The various groups of Indians in the Los Angeles area are very excited about the possibility of having the first L.A. Rath Yatra. They've all pledged support to help cook, march with us, contribute funds. We would also arrange to publish a souvenir magazine to help raise the funds. So that's the end of the letter. During the next 6 weeks, so that letter was written March 16th. So you have the timeline. During the next 6 weeks, despite his rapidly declining health, Jayananda continued to direct and work side by side with the devotee carpenters to build 3 giant carts. And he continued to help us organize the festival. Some of you may have seen photographs of Jayananda in a wheelchair because he couldn't move. He was so ill. I don't like to describe how he looked. It was so bad and terrible. But he would go out in the wheelchair in that parking lot holding a hammer and tools and work side by side as if there was nothing wrong with his body. It was a divine vision that was empowering him. And we were fortunate to see such a display of bhakti, transcending the condition of the body. It was something we had never seen before in that to such a degree. We could understand that by a spiritual energy, he kept himself alive within his disease-ravaged body until he was certain that the festival would obtain permits and become a reality. With each day, we were all becoming more amazed and awestruck by Jayananda's selfless service. By late April, his crippled body had lost all color. He appeared almost like a corpse. He could barely move, but somehow from a wheelchair, he continued to direct the construction and even held a hammer to help work on the carts. We were seeing before our eyes a true life example of the Vedic saying, when one is empowered by the Supreme Lord, even a blind man can see, and even a lame man can climb mountains. Jayananda personified this. Working in this condition was beyond our comprehension. By his example, the entire LA community of devotees became inspired and profoundly committed to holding the festival. I tried to describe this incredible happening in my April 15th letter to Srila Prabhupada. No, this is a quote. Yesterday, April 15th. Yesterday, the city of Los Angeles gave us final permission to hold the first LA Rath Yatra. We are planning to hold the festival on August 14th, Sunday. The parade route is a 2-mile boardwalk between Santa Monica Beach and Venice Beach, culminating in the Venice Beach Park and Pavilion. Somehow, the city has become so excited that they gave us the use of the pavilion and its amphitheater for free. The configuration of Venice Beach Pavilion area is vastly changed today. But when you see this, if you come next year and you see the photographs that we're going to put on in this slideshow, you'll see what it was like back then. The Indian societies in L.A. are helping us. They know the L.A. mayor very well. They've assured us that he'll attend and speak as one of our guests. That didn't quite happen, but they tried. Alice Coltrane, who was a somewhat well-known singer, has assured us that she will come to chant Hare Krishna on stage, which will help draw a large crowd. With Jayananda's help and a 2-day Sankirtan marathon, we have raised all the funds necessary for building the 3 carts, each 30 feet long with 10 wheels and canopies that tower 50 feet. We've extended an invitation to the California Governor Jerry Brown as chief guest of honor. He didn't come, but he sent a favorable response. He is already sympathetic, especially since we participate in the mental hospital charity program that he requested us to participate in. I'm sure that with your blessings, this festival of Rath Yatra will be one of the best and largest ever held. I have to read one more letter. Sadly, on May 1st, that was like April 15th letter, 2 weeks later. Sadly, on May 1st, I had to write one final letter to Srila Prabhupada about his dear disciple, Jayananda. And this is the letter. This morning, I couldn't have remembered this. I'm very fortunate that these letters were somehow saved. these details. This morning at exactly 4:48 a.m., Jayananda Prabhu left his body. Devotees had stayed up with him during the night as he was in great pain and was delirious. But he was only talking about Rath Yatra festivals all over the world and begging us to organize them. I was called to see him at 4 a.m. I found him curled up. This is a very... Jayananda is as tall as Vaisheshika. Maybe even taller, I can't remember exactly. Very tall, powerful devotee. I found him curled up, moaning and writhing in pain. His body was rocking back and forth. I never saw anyone in such pain. With his head lying near the tape recorder, playing Your Divine Grace, chanting Japa, I could see he was dying. And I told him, I was speaking very loudly in his ear, "This is it. You're leaving your body, so you must chant." Despite the unimaginable pain, he somehow began to slowly uncurl and calm his body. And with a whispering voice, began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just the night before, he told us, "What is the use of staying in this useless body? Why should I be wasting time with such a body?" He told us that he wanted to come back so he could go on serving Your Divine Grace in this world, spreading this movement in every town and village. He wasn't praying to go back home, back to Godhead. He was praying to come back and be a Sankirtan devotee. After a while, he could hardly breathe and he couldn't keep chanting aloud. But he kept his head on the tape recorder listening to you chanting. Within 5 seconds after he quit his body, a pujari arrived bringing a garland that Lord Jagannath wore during his Mangal Arti. This was not scheduled, it wasn't scheduled that the garland come at that time. So we took it as a very auspicious sign. God sent his garland to Jayananda. During this past month, he was clearly dying from cancer and was very weak, but he would laugh about it and only talk about Rath Yatra even when he was in pain. He was obsessed with holding Rath Yatra festivals from city to city. In fact, when he came to L.A., this is still the letter we wrote to Prabhupada. In fact, when he came to L.A. about 3 months ago, the doctor said he would die any day, but he somehow stayed alive and he convinced us to hold the Rath Yatra in L.A. He designed the carts so they could easily travel to other cities for other festivals. And inspired the whole temple to collect donations of more than $11,000 profit in a 2-day Rath Yatra marathon. He would preach to visitors and family members and get them to make large donations for the Rath Yatra. When he was back in his room, when he wasn't in the area building the carts, he was on the phone from his bed or his wheelchair, calling up people that he knew, family members, friends, telling them to come and see him and bring Lakshmi. And they could not resist. No one could resist a request from Jayananda. There is no doubt that if he had not come, we would not have held this Rath Yatra. So we took it that Lord Jagannath had sent him and kept him alive to plan the whole thing and to inspire us to do it. All the devotees were struck with wonder at his consciousness at the moment of death, as he displayed the symptoms of a great soul, a Mahatma, in not forgetting Krishna and in continuously chanting. They have all asked me to write you about him, inquiring about him now that he has left his diseased body. We are arranging to have his body cremated and the ashes sent to Jagannath Puri to be scattered in the sea where Lord Chaitanya would bathe and where they take the Jagannath deities each year. Now that's the end of that letter. That was May 1st. On May 11th, 1977, I received a letter from Srila Prabhupada. Quote, "My dear Ramaswar, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated May 1st, 1977, along with all the photographs and drawings. I am very glad to know that you are all working so hard to double the book distribution this year. I am so much thankful to all my sincere disciples who are working so hard to fulfill this great mission of Krishna consciousness. Jayananda's death is glorious. It is very good that he stated, what is the use of such a useless body? Better to give it up. He has left his body very wonderfully. And he has been transferred to Vaikuntha. He's been transferred to Vaikuntha. Hari Bol. I have already sent a condolence letter for publication and back to Godhead. Everyone should follow the example of Jayananda. I am very proud that I had such a nice disciple. If possible, Jayananda's picture should be hung in the Rath of Lord Jagannath. And in all our temples, a day may be set aside for holding a festival in his honor, just as we do on the disappearance day of other great Vaishnavas." That was Prabhupada's letter of May 11th. Okay. Prior to the L.A. festival, all the ISKCON Rath Yatra festivals featured the procession of three chariots accompanied by kirtan singers and dancers. The parade would culminate in a park. At one end would be a giant stage for the deities, for announcements and a lecture, and for kirtans and bhajans. In the rear of the park, there would be tables filled with buckets and trays of prasadam, served buffet style, and tables of books on display and for sale. Prior to the L.A. festival, that is a description of every Rath Yatra that was held. San Francisco, New York, that's the description of how they were. Jayananda Prabhu had mystically shared with L.A. devotees his all-consuming spiritual passion for the Rath Yatra festival. In our desire to honor him, we became inspired to transform the entire festival into a complete presentation of Vedic culture and knowledge. We envisioned a park decorated with huge, colorful pandal tents, housing multiple exhibits of Vedic theistic art and displays of spiritual fashion, showing the temple deities gorgeous clothing and jeweled ornaments, and a complete gift shop featuring all the wares of our temple gift store. We also wanted philosophical exhibits featuring artwork and captions on rows of connected display boards. In addition to the free feast, we wanted a number of booths for selling varieties of exotic Vedic delicacies. For the free feast, we planned on organizing the crowd by the main stage into rows so that people could sit and enjoy the feast without leaving the stage area. We wanted the entertainment on the main stage to be a presentation of Vedic chanting. We also added traditional Indian dancing. Well-known celebrity would be singing Krishna bhajans. And we invited the ISKCON theatrical troupe, the Vaikuntha Players, to stage a dramatic performance in full costume and with stage sets. We planned to erect a second stage at the other end of the park where devotees would lead rousing kirtans and bhajans. So wherever you went in the park, you would hear the transcendental sounds of ecstatic chanting. For the procession itself, we planned on adding three beautifully decorated elephants and later planned on offering elephant rides as one of the park exhibits. The three giant chariots were to be decorated with a multitude of flowers as if they were floats in the Rose Bowl parade. We envisioned preparing thousands of packaged prasadam sweets so that throughout the procession, devotees on the carts would be tossing these delicious treats to the crowd along the parade route. The arrival of the chariots at the park had to be special, so we started to design two large, colorfully painted archways to serve as the entry and exit arches. The entire park and pavilion area would thus become a transcendental replica of Vaikuntha itself. Once you were inside, no matter where you looked, all you would see, 360 degrees, were spiritual exhibits, booths, and stages. Our idea was that once anyone passes through the transcendental gate-like arches, they would feel as if they had left the material atmosphere. They would not be able to see past the ring of tented exhibits back to the mundane world which existed beyond. We wanted to create a complete spiritual experience of sights, sounds, tastes, and smells to bombard their senses with colorful exhibits that presented the essence of Vedic knowledge so their minds and intelligence would marvel at the beauty of spiritual art and become filled up with spiritual knowledge and wisdom. This is how we were thinking because of this pure devotee. So he passed away around mid-May, June, July. So we have at most 3 months. So right now this is just all planning, right? We have 3 months to make all this happen. To build and assemble everything in this plan in just 3 months would take the combined resources of the entire New Dwarka community, working nonstop. This was a community that was somewhat accustomed to having special marathons. So, the first Rath Yatra festival marathon in ISKCON's history, in honor of Jayananda, was on. Each pandal booth and exhibit needed signage on all four sides. While our main carpenters continued building the carts, other devotees, this is like one of these stories like when they built the palace, devotees who didn't have skills in construction and design and suddenly became great designers and artists and painters. There's some photographs which show devotees and their little kids painting. You know, when you see, you won't believe it. All this, they're empowered to paint, and then they go back to their regular life afterwards. It was just mind-boggling to watch this marathon unfold. While our main carpenters continued building the carts, other devotees built frames, stretched 20 to 30 feet of canvas, and then scores of devotees would stay up all night for days at a time, taking turns stenciling and penciling in and painting the lettering and the artistic motifs on at least 50 of these canvas signs that were 30 feet long each. We constructed two huge arches that each had 18-foot-high columns. And again, scores of devotees hand-painted the protective lions and the stylized dancers as decorative themes for each of the four sides of the columns, times two columns. Borrowing from the classical art forms found in Orissa, the home of the original Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival, we built about 30 to 40 additional canvas stretch banners, each spanning at least 50 feet. And after hand-painting the lettering, Festival of the Chariots on the top line, and Venice Beach Pavilion, Sunday, August 14th, on the second line, we strung these advertising banners up on every major intersection of the most heavily trafficked roads leading to the festival. We would do that very early in the morning or very late at night. The chariots themselves, along with their giant wheels, needed to be very carefully painted on all sides with tastefully selected Vedic symbols and motifs. Three beautiful thrones had to be built for the deities to ride in on the chariots. A throne like Vyasasan had to be built for the Murti of Srila Prabhupada to also ride in. The thrones and the Vyasasan each had an elaborately painted backdrop panel stretching the width of the cart, featuring protective lions on each side. Dozens of seamstress devotees were engaged in either sewing the huge red and yellow canopies or sewing the dozens of colorful tents that were needed for the festival. In the final days of preparation, another dozen devotees took turns stringing tens of thousands of flowers into garlands and flower arrangements to be draped or displayed on the chariots. In the last week, 40 to 50 devotees attending morning classes in the temple worked on packaging thousands of delicious sweets and stapling invite cards on the outside of the packets for distribution during the parade. When the temple room was free, the theater troupe set up and would rehearse their various plays that they would be performing. Dozens of devotees and volunteers from the Indian community spent weeks cooking the feast for 50,000 and preparing the exotic Vedic delicacies that would be sold at special booths called the Taste of Spiritual India. The prasadam filled a 40-foot refrigerator trailer to the brim with barrels of prasadam stacked 2 to 3 barrels high. And at least 2 dozen or more strong devotees went down to Venice Beach every day for the last week to erect the stages, to assemble the numerous pandal tents using bamboo poles as legs, to hang the hand-painted signs, to install the two arches at the entry and exit paths, to set up all the display boards and the exhibits under their respective tents, to set up the life-size changing bodies diorama, and to set up the tables and chairs at the exotic food booths, at the book booth, and at the question and answer booth. They also ran wiring in the trees for the sound system on both stages, and set up the speakers so the transcendental vibrations would be heard throughout the park. Finally, they ran additional wiring for the booths that needed electricity. It gives you an idea of the activities that were going on. Is Mahanta here? He's working somewhere. There's one famous photograph of him on the shoulders of a very strong, tall devotee with other devotees pulling up the poles, and he's trying to help set up the... On the day of the festival, the three carts which had been brought to the beach the night before looked ethereal, poised in front of the Pacific Ocean. It was a beautiful sunny August day, and the giant carts appeared as tall riverboats with wheels, with railings decorated with hundreds of flower garlands. Their 40-foot canopies, towering above the chariot decks, were billowing in the wind like sails. At 11:30 a.m., the Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra deities arrived in a limousine. They appeared to be glowing, and their beaming smiles radiated blissfully to anyone who saw them. The devotees had not seen the deities for 2 weeks. And we were reminded of the divine pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath more than 500 years ago, when the deities were first seen by Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. The beauty of the Lord and the ecstasy of the devotees was perfectly described in Srila Prabhupada's translation and purports to Krishnas Kaviraja Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 12, verses 211 to 216. We're just going to take a few more minutes. Prasanna's been running late anyway, right? Okay. So this is from Prabhupada's books now. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers. His neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. The chin of the Lord, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of the banduli flower. That's a gorgeous reddish flower in India. The chin of the Lord, tinged with a buff color, conquered the beauty of the banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment, and the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey like bumblebees. As their eyes began to drink the nectarine honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased. Thus their eyes did not leave him. The beauty of the son of Maharaj Nanda is incomparable. Nothing is higher than his beauty. Nothing can equal it. His beauty is like waves in an ocean of nectar. This beauty is attractive both for moving and non-moving objects. I shall relate the supreme meditation upon Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Oh, this is great. The tips of the toes of his lotus feet. I have to say this slowly. The tips of the toes of his lotus feet reflect the beauty of the bodies of unlimited millions of cupids. And I have to read this. This is too overwhelming. You have to hear this again. The tips of the toes of his lotus feet reflect the beauty of the bodies of unlimited millions of cupids. And his bodily luster has never been seen or heard of anywhere. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoyed transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Sri Jagannath. Now, what time is it there? Okay, I'm going to skip to the end. If you want to read the rest of it or hear the rest of it, you'll have to get the publication next year. There's a lot more nectar, but time is short. I want to read from a letter After the festival, we sent so many photographs and descriptions of the festival to Srila Prabhupada. Now, this is August of 1977. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. These were his final months with us. By August, the way the letters from Prabhupada were coming was Prabhupada would dictate them and Tamal Krishna would write and sign them as secretary. It wasn't even coming on Prabhupada letterhead. That's how the final letters that Srila Prabhupada dictated came. So this is a quote from one of those final letters from Srila Prabhupada after he received the photographs and this package describing the L.A. Rathayatra. Let me just go back and say one thing. The L.A. Times, we had press conferences. We drew the press here getting ready for it. The L.A. Times said there were at least 100,000 participants in the festival. During the procession, as we got closer and closer to the arches, and when you see the photographs of this, I've never seen such crowds ever in America. I mean, you may have seen photographs at the end of World War II, there would be crowds in Times Square or something like that. It resembled that. I remember the devotees were beside, the devotees were practically jumping out of the bodies. Because wherever you looked, there were like tens of thousands of people that had been drawn to the Festival of the Chariots. It was unbelievable. I actually remember being so excited that I left the kirtan party and I jumped up onto the Rathayatra cart of Lord Jagannath. And I boldly, for me, this was very bold, I just started speaking to Lord Jagannath, like these prayers that by his mercy of bringing Vrindavan down to this material world, he's drawn all these souls. I said many prayers to Lord Jagannath because in every direction you couldn't see the end of the crowds. It was a very overwhelming experience. So anyway, this is what Srila Prabhupada had to say. Now, and Tamal is writing, now the photographs depicting Rathayatra in Los Angeles arrived from you. His divine grace was fully entranced, meditating on how all of you, his loving disciples and children, dedicated all of your energy to this ceremony. With keen interest, Srila Prabhupada heard the description of each photograph and glanced so lovingly at each of you who were engaged in the service of Lord Jagannath. There were tears in Srila Prabhupada's eyes, and they made a path down his cheeks as he shook his head from side to side. So much appreciative was he of the effort which you all have made. When the photographs showing the three chariots in procession were shown to him, Srila Prabhupada made a long humming sound. And with his eyebrows very arched, he declared, "We have never seen such carts." When the photographs showing the long lines of people lining up to see the changing body were shown to him, Srila Prabhupada was deeply pleased and said, "I told you this would happen." Referring to his divine grace's prediction of how popular theistic diorama exhibitions would be in the West. "I am very much glad to see this. The experience of seeing these photographs was so moving to his divine grace that he was unable to sit for his massage. And in a choked voice, he said, 'Not now.'" Prabhupada was experiencing it in a way that none of us can barely imagine, just by seeing the photographs. Prabhupada was transported into a mystical trance of being with Krishna. He said, "Not now." Then after 2 hours, the trance for 2 hours, he retired to bed, deeply in trance, meditating on the Rathayatra of Lord Jagannath in Los Angeles. But we'll stop here.
Hanukkah.
Haribo, Haribo. Sri Jayananda Prabhu Thakur Ki Jai. New Dwarka Devotees Ki Jai. Worldwide ISKCON Devotees Ki Jai. Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki Jai. And the deities that empower all marathons. Sri Sri Rukmini and Dwarkadisha Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Jagat Guru. ISKCON BBT founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hariba. Sri Ratiyatra Festival Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi. Hariba.